On ABC Radio Hobart and Tasmania, you're with Tony Briscoe for the Tasmanian Country Hour.
Silage crops like maize are set to come in handy for farmers carrying livestock through winter. For some producers, it can be an insurance policy, especially in a season like this one when feed has been a bit hit and miss. Larissa Smith has been following the harvest in the state's northeast.
Right on the coast at Bridport, a fleet of maize harvesters and tractors zigzag across the paddock.
So I'm operating a chaser bin, working alongside a self-propelled forage harvester that is harvesting maize.
Winnalea contractor Jared Smith sowed the fodder crop last year. He's returned to take it off.
There are two other chaser bins on this job, plus the front-end loader packing the silage in the pit.
The harvester that's been going alongside this chaser bin, describe the action of it cutting down the actual stem of the maize.
Yeah, so the head on the front of the harvester is 6 metres wide and it cuts it off, it cuts the maize stalk probably 8 to 10 inches above ground level. The whole plant and cob is sucked into the machine. It goes through a drum with knives that chops it into about 40 millimetre lengths, and then it goes through a grain processor that is set to crack every kernel of grain that goes through the machine. And then there's a blower fan that blows it up out the spout and into my chaser bin.
And your chaser bin is full of silage, which is where we're going to empty that now?
We're going to empty that at the pit, and the front end loader will level that off and pack it in. To get all the idea is to get all the air out. You need to get the air out to make good silage.
How do you juggle this business and being a dairy farmer as well?
I have plenty of staff. So I've still got Dad at home on the dairy farm, plus we've got our farm hands there to take care of things. So yeah, they all just do a little bit extra while I'm off doing this side of the business.
Are you seeing more of a trend within the dairy industry and your involvement in contracting that farmers are turning to more crops like maize as part of their silage program?
Yes and no. Some come into it, some go out of it for various reasons. To be honest, I can't understand why there's not more of it grown. It's such a high energy crop. Cattle just do so well on it. I would never imagine my farming system without maize in it. It's a staple for us, that's for sure.
This maize crop belongs to beef and potato farmer Peter Sattler. It's a traditional feature of the farm's cropping rotation.
So usually the maize crop is planted around the 11th of the 11th, and although this year might have been a couple of days late, there's approximately 9 hectares. The crop at this stage looks as though it's going to give us the volume or tonnage that we would expect.
And this is a maize-on-maize paddock. Do you rest at all?
No, well, maize will grow quite successfully maize-on-maize, but we also do this in a rotation with potatoes. So last year, this particular paddock was potatoes, and we just plant an annual grass after potatoes, then go into the maize after that, plough the annual rye in, or we do feed it off. Quite often that's ploughed, there's a bit of material ploughed in.
How important is this silage crop to beef cattle halfway through autumn?
It's pretty important because it does, by the end of the day, with the maize silage and the grass silage, it does give me an indication as to what numbers that we can actually carry through the winter and have enough feed to feed them, particularly the cows that have got calves at foot, because they do seem to milk well on maize. So it becomes pretty important by the end of the day to do the calculations for carrying capacity for the winter.
Are you looking for a rain here?
I think we are, and for us, we've got our potatoes out of the ground, so we can probably be a bit selfish and say, yes, we could have a rain. You know, today's sort of pretty chilly, so we've got to start getting a bit of autumn growth. I think February rain, everybody was getting pretty excited that we'd have a magnificent autumn break, but that has petered out a bit. Yeah, although there is some ground moisture, and probably in this corner of the state, we probably get a little bit picky and selfish. But all in all, it's all okay.
Yeah, your dams are looking okay.
Most of our stock water and that is all reticulated from a pretty reliable creek, so we're sort of not in that situation where we rely on dams for stock water, but it's more just getting a good bit of grass growth ready for the winter. Our early spring was quite dry, and then we ended up, you know, doing second cuts on silage paddocks because the later spring was pretty good.
Are you holding similar sort of numbers, or...?
Yep, we're similar sort of numbers, and that's, for me, that's the benefit of the maize, that there's a reasonable amount of stored fodder then to actually carry the animals through the winter.
Bridport farmer Peter Sattler speaking to Larissa Smith about his maize harvest, which finished with 520 tonnes in the bin. And if you want to see the harvester in action, simply go to our ABC Rural Facebook page. Yes, it will amaze you.